This is James Benton of the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and thank you for listening in to programs offered by TRRS. We are providing a new service for our listeners, an audio on-demand program guide. Some of our material in the early morning hour comes from the Massachusetts Talking Information Center, but most of our broadcasts originate from our studios in Raleigh, North Carolina, and are available by podcast following their initial broadcast. These programs are intended for a print and visually impaired audience, and this presentation is being made by Bill McClure and Myra DeBrule, volunteers who are print and visually impaired. The scripts we are using have been transcribed into Braille by the Division of Services for the Blind of North Carolina, located on the campus of the Governor Moorhead School. Besides our daily broadcast, the Triangle Radio Reading Service also provides some presentations that are only available as audio on demand and appear on the homepage of TRRS under podcasts. Now, our program guide for special features.
This is Myra DeBrule.
And this is Bill McClure, and welcome to our specials programs.
Audio description, where and how. This is an introduction into how sight-impaired people can find opportunities for receiving audio descriptions of various events, live theater, movies, television, and DVDs, presented by Fred Brack.
We have two books written by former Durham County Judge Craig Brown, who is totally blind. Blind Justice, presented by Wayne Wagner, describes some of his work as an attorney during the time the judge was losing his eyesight. And Fork in the Road, presented by Bob Martin, describes some of his experiences and thoughts on the conditions of blindness.
The Boston Terrier Mysteries, an original story written by Carol Martin and Dot Hallinan, is the tale of dog detective on the trail of a dog napper set in San Francisco. This story was adapted as a radio drama and is presented by over 20 TRRS volunteers.
Cary Outdoor Sculpture. Annually, the City of Cary presents an outdoor sculpture exhibit along Academy Street in downtown Cary. The present exhibit is on display from August 2013 through June 2014. An audio description of the exhibit is courtesy of Arts Access and is presented by Linda Curtis, Fred Brack, and Elizabeth Kahn.
The Governor Moorhead School Project T3. This is a special Thanksgiving presentation by students of the Governor Moorhead School talking about life and accomplishments by people born without eyesight and enduring other extreme physical handicaps. It is hosted by students Cassidy Hooper and Noah Long.
Let Them Be Heard is a production of Bear Theater. One of the largest slave plantations in North Carolina was at Stagville in Durham County. The program consists of slave narratives, interviews with former slave residents of Stagville, collected in the 1930s. The program is presented by Kurt Benrood and Todd Booker.
The NCLBPH Project. That's the North Carolina Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped. This is a look at the services and programs offered by the library, presented by George Douglas.
And finally, Symphony Notes. This is a presentation of production notes of various performances of the North Carolina Symphony, presented by Jack DeBrine.
This is Myra DeBrule. If you might be able to help support the programs of TRRS, please call us at 919-832-5138.
And Bill McClure for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. If for any reason regularly scheduled readers are unavailable for their broadcast, volunteer replacements will be assigned. TRRS, we breathe words into your life since 1983.